Very good morning to you. Welcome to the morning show. Very special day here in County Wicklow. It has been for, oh, so many years. Well, this is the 12th annual East Coast FM Wicklowite Coffee Morning. So for all these years, we've been having this. Of course, there was an interruption with the pandemic, but here we are. We're back in action again with the annual East Coast FM Wicklowite Coffee Morning. All funds raised today go directly to Cancer Support Service in Wicklow and indeed to the Wicklow Hospice. And we have 18 main events taking place right around the county, with many smaller events taking place in schools, homes, workplaces and community centres. This morning we'll speak to as many people involved in the events as possible. If you can't make it to any of our events today, and I'll certainly read them all out throughout the next couple of hours, please remember that you can donate online at eastcoast.fm, and everyone who donates this morning goes into a draw to win an overnight stay for two people in a luxurious four-poster room at Barberstown Castle, with chocolates on arrival and breakfast included, plus a delicious three-course meal in the restaurant served with a glass of Prosecco. And remember, Barberstown Castle was once owned by Eric Clapton, and there's in fact rooms dedicated to Eric in there as well still, so you could experience all that. So anyway, you're very welcome to the programme. We'll be going around all those venues, talking to various people involved and hearing how they're getting on there, hearing about the musicians, the magicians and everybody else who are going to be contributing this morning. But please do, if you can, drop into a centre, have a cup of coffee and donate if you can, please, to the Wicklow Cancer Support Centres and the Wicklow Hospice. Now, before we go live to any venues this morning, I want to play an interview that Laura Wood from East Coast FM did with 8-year-old Sophie Flanagan Kelly from right here in Bray earlier this month. Sophie sadly lost her dad to cancer last year, and in her interview she tells Laura about the effect that it has had on her and her mum Emma. She also tells us about how Purple House has helped her and her mammy through this devastating time. This is why we're doing, of course, this today, the Wicklowite Coffee Morning. And this is why it is so important to donate if you can.
Sophie, tell me a little bit about how you first came to Purple House and your daddy.
I first came to Purple House, I'd say, about a year or two ago, because I lost my dad to cancer, and it's been really helpful. I love meeting new friends here and learning new stuff.
What was your daddy's name? Tell us a little bit about him.
His name was Conan. He was really funny and he was a great dad.
You must miss him terribly, do you?
Yeah.
How have Purple House been able to help you with how sad you are and all of that type of thing?
Because they've been able to talk to me and give me methods if I get upset or angry.
What type of thing do they help you with doing? Like, so, you know, what do they tell you to do if you get sad?
Well, at the minute I do counselling here with a woman called Amanda, and she gave a method called the 5-4-3-2-1.
Okay, tell me about that. Now, that sounds good, because I could do with that, probably. Tell us what that is.
So I have to tell myself 5 things I can see, 4 things I can touch, 3 things I can hear, 2 things I can taste, and 1 thing I can smell. And it's meant to work, because out of all the time that I've been doing it, I've taken the time to calm myself down.
I love this. Can I borrow that from you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Who else do you love in here, and what else do you love about Purple House?
I love seeing Amanda, I love seeing Teresa, and I love seeing my friend Amy that goes here.
How often do you see Amy?
Every Wednesday. And sometimes I see her outside of here as well, because I had my first play date with her a few weeks ago, so we're really good friends, and coming to Purple House is how we met. Purple House helped me to meet one of my best friends.
Emma's Sophie's mum, she's here with us. Emma, how amazing is Purple House? Tell us about your experience with them.
Purple House is just an absolutely amazing place. Like, from day one when we come in, they feel like it's just a real family feel to it. They make you feel so comfortable. It's very supportive. I mean, same as Sophie was saying, she met a friend. Like, I'm starting to meet new people as well in a similar kind of situation, and any sort of support they can offer, they do. And, like, nothing's ever too much for them. Like, everyone is just lovely and friendly. And to be honest, I don't know where I'd be without them. Like, I'm happy, like, we found them, and it's been an amazing experience overall, and they're just wonderful people. I have recently started doing an art therapy course, which in a small group with another two women, and I'm getting to know them. And like, art therapy, I suppose it's something you're into or you're not, and I wasn't sure doing my first one, but I come in and I absolutely love doing it every week. And like, it's just, it's your own little kind of quiet space, and you can open up and you can just sit there and get lost in what you're doing, and it's amazing. And I've also done a couple of counselling sessions myself here, so like, they pretty much offer you like everything you need to, for support and more. It's an amazing, and the people are just, everyone you meet are wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Now, isn't that gorgeous, all the help being provided there, and little Sophie as well, all the help and encouragement and counselling by the Purple House Cancer Support in Bray. Let's go there actually initially, and Conor O'Leary is at the Martello for the event this morning, and Purple House benefiting from all funds raised there. Conor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan, how are you?
Good morning, early days it is, so you're getting underway.
We are, yes, and the crowds have arrived here, Declan, at the Martello. The seats are filling up, the coffee is being served, and the scones are out. So people are really, it's great to see people coming down, supporting Purple House and the services that we provide to families in Wicklow. We also have I see in front of me here, the Swing Cats now are getting ready. They'll be going on stage now shortly with Luke Thomas, which many of your listeners will probably know. But it's just a really fantastic morning and a fantastic initiative by East Coast FM to provide so much support to families across Wicklow. As Sophie said there, you know, that the benefits that she is getting after sadly losing her father to cancer, they will help her not only today but in the years to come, and we really can't put a price on that. So everyone who buys a cup of coffee or buys a scone at one of the venues here today is really helping people today, but also their future generations. And we're really so indebted to everyone who's supporting the coffee morning. And we just encourage people to come down, meet your friends and have a good time here while listening to the entertainment here at the Martello.
As you have moved premises quite a bit over the last few years, I mean, you're in your one now where is it now? On Queensbury Road.
Duncan Terrace.
Queensbury Road. I mean, you've been able to expand your services there.
Yes, that's right. And Purple House is 33 years old this year. And when it was founded by my parents, there was no support. And as a family member of someone with cancer, services like this was something that I needed as a child. And when I hear people like Sophie talking, I would have benefited so much from that support, because it would have helped me then, you know, to navigate life and to navigate as I grew up into a teenager and adulthood. And that was the main aim when Purple House was founded back in 1990, you know, if we could just help one family, and if one other family didn't feel the isolation that we felt as a result of a cancer diagnosis, then our job would be done. And thankfully now, over 1,700 families are supported through Purple House, right across Wicklow, Bray and Leinster. And we also have families now coming from as far away as Galway. So when they come up for their treatment in Crumlin, they come out to Bray to use the services while they are visiting the hospital. So they really are so important. And a lot of them are supported by events like this, by voluntary donations. But we really need, you know, the government to step in and really ensure that these services are vitally funded and properly funded so they can be sustainable. Because sadly, there's more people living with cancer in Ireland today than ever before. And all of those people need help. So we really need the community and the powers that be to really get behind and ensure these services are offered to anyone, no matter where they live or what their background is, that equal access to these services when people most need them, because they're going to help future generations, and that is a fact, and the research has shown that.
Mm. And indeed, I just want to mention, of course, you know, you make entertainment headlines as well with all the work you do, because you've got you know, superstars knocking on the door.
Well, and they're so important, you know, to spreading the word, you know, and because many people are living at home, you know, maybe not knowing where to turn to for support. You know, they may not know that a cancer support centre exists local to them. And by celebrities using their audiences, you know, to spread the message and to raise awareness of cancer support centres, you know, it's something that we need because we can't reach everyone, you know. So sometimes celebrities have access to a larger pool of an audience that will help us then spread the message and spread awareness of the vital support services. And we were delighted to have Patrick Dempsey when he visited Purple House 2 years ago now at this stage when he was filming Disenchanted in Enniskerry. And many people don't know this, but Patrick Dempsey founded the Dempsey Centre, which is a cancer support centre in Maine in the United States. And the Dempsey Centre is very similar to Purple House, both in terms of the services that are provided, but then also the staff that work in the organisation. So since that visit, we've developed great links with the Dempsey Centre and with Purple House, and we're using it to share experiences, share research, share services across the two organisations. So and that partnership is going to continue into the future. And this is all about shared earnings, you know, and ensuring that people, wherever they live, in Ireland or America or Europe, can benefit from the great services that were founded here in Wicklow 33 years ago.
Brilliant stuff. Well, have a wonderful morning. The Martello is the venue. Remember, there's 18 venues right across the county. But Martello in Bray, where Conor O'Leary from Purple House is today, getting ready for the Swing Cats. Thanks very much indeed, Conor. Enjoyed the morning.
Thank you, Declan.
Morning to you. And Martello is on the seafront in Bray, if you don't know. That's where it is to drop in. And all the funds raised go to the cancer support centres in the county. Let's go to Wicklow Town. And Mary Heaslip is on the line from Wicklow Cancer Support, and they're at the Wicklow Pastoral Centre. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. You're starting off there and setting up and getting going.
Well, we've already set up and it's well underway. For this early in the morning, we've already got almost a full house. We have lots of people who are selling tickets for us and you know, the parish hospitality team are providing tea and coffee, and we've had people baking cakes, some of which are for sale and some of which are, you know, for people to choose to have with their cup of coffee or tea or whatever. And we have a bit of music going. We're hoping to have a bit of a sing-song on and off during the morning.
Excellent.
And we have raffle prizes to beat the band. I think we're up to 44 at the moment, including some of which came from yourselves at East Coast.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I hope it's well supported and people drop in. So whereabouts is the Pastoral Centre?
The Pastoral Centre is beside St. Patrick's Church. It's the part of what was the old De La Salle School. There's parking, ample parking, some up behind the church. I think a lot of the parking close to the Pastoral Centre is already in use. I'm just looking out the window here at the moment. I can see there are lots and lots of cars out there. And we have just people are so, so good. You know, it's all of our funding comes from the community, from people who, you know, do things from having a Christmas jumper night in honour of a friend to the likes of This Morning, which is one of our biggest fundraisers, and also the likes of the Soccer Blitz, which is organised by the Dorn family during the summer. You know, it's so wonderful that when a community comes together, what they can do, you know, because when people have a cancer diagnosis, it can be a lonely place to be and a bit of a scary place to be. And it's just to know that, you know, the practical things, shall we say, are that you can get help with those. I mean, one of our main services is providing lifts to people to the hospitals in Dublin for their treatments. Because, you know, if you've got to go for radiotherapy, for instance, for 20 or 25 days in a row, that's a hell of a commitment. And very often people don't have family members who are available to do that. You know, that their families are working perhaps, or they don't have a spouse who's able to do it, or it's, you know, it's a big, and it's a big drain financially.
Absolutely.
So our volunteer drivers are just absolutely fantastic. They leave Wicklow as early in the morning as it's needed for appointments in hospitals for maybe 8 o'clock, half eight. And, you know, then they pick them up. They wait for them if their treatment isn't going to take too long, or they come back, a different driver maybe comes back later in the day to pick them up.
Yeah, it's a wonderful service. I mean, it takes the worry out of people because they're told by their specialist or the oncologist, you know, you'll have to come, say, for radiation every day at this particular time, and it's going to take that long, and people worry, oh gosh, how am I going to get there every day? And, you know,
exactly.
Everybody is committed, and there's where the cancer support centres step in and takes that worry out of it. People can concentrate on their healing. And all the money raised, of course, stays in County Wicklow, stays in the cancer support centres. And just to say, Mary, and be back to you all later on there, but the Wicklow Pastoral Centre, the Wicklow Cancer Support. Thanks, Mary. Enjoy
Thanks
the morning.
Very much, Declan, thank you. Well done to East Coast for organising it.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Bye.
So we'll be going around different parts of the county. Joining me in studio today is Tom Fortune. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
And it's good to see you, and thanks for dropping into us today.
I'm delighted. Thanks for the invitation.
And most people who know you and know about you would be aware that you lost this during the year. Your great wife, Anne, who is well known to us here at East Coast for many years doing lots of things, and aware of the brave battle that she had with cancer for many a year.
Indeed, I was just thinking there when you were talking to Connor. Anne would have done a number of interviews with Connor's mum, Veronica, here in the studio over the years when Purple House were evolving and growing and expanding into the fantastic organisation they are today.
Indeed, and Tom's going to stay with us and have a cup of coffee and just be with us today on this very special day for the Wicklow Wide Coffee Morning. We'll be hearing from Blessington and Arklow very soon here, you know, remember, you can donate online, eastcoast.fm, and the big red donate button is there, just in case you cannot go to any of the 18 centres right across the county.
Every Tuesday morning on East Coast FM, we'll be joining Connie and her mother Rose for Clora Socor as we catch up with them for some kind of crack on the way to school. Agus beg desh agam ver kupla fokula usaj freshen, so bigi lin, day march and show at East Coast FM. Clora Socor at East Coast FM is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Says I to old Mr. Brennan, did you see the President was in town? Sure, the President is always in town, says he. He's the fella who lives in the park. No, the American one, says I. Ah, yes, says he. We thought he might visit the bakery, but no joy. Maybe he's just biding his time, says I. Go way out of that. Ah, sure, anyway, says I, who needs old Mr. Biden when they've got old Mr. Brennan? Brennan's. Today's bread, today.
Summer starts at Kaleidoscope, the camping festival with music, food, entertainment, sport and activities for the whole family. Kaleidoscope is 3 days of fun in Wicklow's stunning Rusborough House from June 30th to July 2nd. It's the place for the movers, groovers and explorers with something for everyone. Get your weekend tickets on Ticketmaster. For more, visit kaleidoscopefestival.ie. May be subject to additional charges. Terms and conditions apply, subject to licence.
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Yes, the Wicklow Wide Coffee Morning on East Coast FM. This morning, the day has finally arrived. Off to Blessington now, and Dave Harrington.
Welcome to Blessington, Declan, to the Comeen Centre here on the Main Street. And I'm here with Pat Carroll from West Wicklow Cancer Support. Great to see you again, Pat.
And you too. How are you?
It's wonderful. It's a day of celebration. It's a very emotional day, countywide, of course, the Wicklow Wide Coffee Morning. How important are days like this
days like this are very, very important to us because, first of all, it gives us a chance to come and show people that we are in Blessington, that we are there to help them, to offer our, if you like, put our arms around them, give them a big hug and say, look, we're here for you if you need us. We're here for people who have been touched by cancer in any way, no matter whether it's your uncle or your friend, anybody who's been touched by cancer, you're more than welcome to us at West Wicklow Cancer Support.
And what activities happen on a regular basis and the supports that you give people who have been touched by cancer, as you say, it doesn't have to be themselves, it can be family members.
I give you an example. Every Wednesday, we have meditation in the primary care centre in Blessington with Gemma Deeney. Every last Thursday of every month, we have a drop-in in the Comeen Centre in Blessington, and we may do art, we may do... A couple of times we've had somebody in to tell us what to do with our gardens. About 3 weeks ago, we had a lovely lady in to tell us how to tidy up our gardens and what to plant for summer. At Christmas, we took our people down to the Civic Theatre in Talla for a night, just there was bands and that there, and just the sing-song and all the rest of it. Coming up, we are going to go to Rusborough House, have a look all around the paintings and everything else, and have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, a scone, and a gossip.
Which is very important. And you always get the sense, anytime I visit Blessington and West Wicklow Cancer Support, it's a real family atmosphere here, Pat, with everybody involved.
Yes, we try to keep it low-key in one way, but family-orientated in another way. We put our arms around you and give you a hug. And that's, I think, a hug is a great thing.
And finally, if people want to get in touch with you, Facebook page, website, phone number, what's the best way?
Facebook. We have posters around town with our number and everything on it. Most important, I will tell you, we are a registered charity. So any money that comes to us is looked after very, very well. And the charity regulator would be after us if we didn't.
So donate. And the money goes to these great services, yourselves and all the others across the county.
It goes to meditation. It goes to, as I say, like days out going to Rusborough House. It goes to counselling. Anything we can provide, we will provide.
Pat, thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave. And it's lovely to see you in Blessington again.
For East Coast FM's Wicklow-wide coffee morning in Blessington, I'm Dave Harrington.
Right, and we'll check in with Dave and Blessington again later on. Well, things are underway at the Arklow Cancer Support at the Arklow Bay Hotel, and Sean Fox has been performing there. Let's have a listen to the music of Sean Fox as he performed earlier on this morning. There's Sean Fox. Fair play to Sean Fox, the great supporter of the Wicklow Wide Coffee Morning. And that's him there in Arklow playing away. I've got other messages coming in as well, which I'll get to as soon as I can dial them all up. In the meantime, Tom, as I say, is still with us. And Tom, you know, you were just saying about the cancer support centres are, you know, of great help to people who have cancer in the family. It might not be them, but it could be... you know, a member of the family who's been affected by somebody else having cancer in the household.
Well, that's very true, Declan. Unfortunately, cancer probably affects every family in the county. And the centres, what they do is just quite phenomenal. I mean, Mary was saying in Wicklow earlier that they provide lifts, they provide things like counselling as well, which I'm aware of. And also, they have this, for instance, in Greystone's Cancer Support, they have this buddy system where somebody will become a kind of a buddy stroke mentor to somebody who is going through cancer. And that can be quite helpful and is quite helpful to the person. So the work they do is, you just couldn't put a value on it. It's just so great. And if they weren't doing it, I just don't think the system would be capable of delivering it the way the centres deliver it, the personal touch, the attitude and everything else.
Absolutely. We'll be going around the county and we'll be finding out what's happening musically and all the entertainment that's going on, all the prizes that are being given as well. There's so many centres across the county and hopefully you can drop into one. If for some reason you cannot, you can donate online. It's never been easier. Simply go to eastcoast.fm and click on the big donate button and that'll be waiting for you on the homepage. And anyone who donates goes into a draw for an overnight stay at Barberstown Castle. More on that. Morning show at East Coast now. Let's go to the Arklow Bay Hotel and Alex Rowley's on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Declan, how are you?
Good morning. We just heard from Sean Fox playing away the music there. So, activities are on the go and up and running.
Oh, absolutely. It is absolutely mentally busy down here. There's everybody from Arklow Zines to popping in. The Arklow Council Sport here are doing tremendous work, giving out coffee and tea to everybody. Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore as well is here. I've just been speaking to her and catching up. And no doubt you'll probably hear from her later on in the programme as well. So yeah, it's a great atmosphere down here at the moment.
Brilliant. And what else will be happening there musically? We've heard from Sean.
Yeah, we've heard from Sean. He's also got a couple of his friends there, Sean Reid as well, is going to be playing throughout the day and giving Sean a dig out. Of course, Sean Fox is an Arklow native and he's no stranger to East Coast as well. And he's playing away in there and everybody seems to be enjoying the music. It's bringing a great lift to the whole atmosphere.
Okay, thanks very much, Alex. We'll be back to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Declan.
Our number's 087-77-11-103.
WhatsApp or text East Coast FM now. 087-77-11-103. East Coast
FM. Park Run has taken my running to the next level. It's a good opportunity to catch up and meet friends and make new friends as well. It's how I got introduced into the local running club. Just knowing it's there every week, no matter what stage you're at, I find it's a much healthier approach to running. I'm Dave and I'm a park runner.
VHI believes park run is more than running. That's why we're their biggest supporter. Join us every week at your local park run.
Red hot weanling prices. For more in your Farmer's Journal, here's Paul Mooney.
Find out what's driving weanling prices up by 200 euros a head. Farmers rush to transfer farms before Sinn Féin take power. Co-ops and agribusinesses targeted by credit card fraudsters. We analyse how milk prices will change in the coming months. The slurry additive that could slash Ireland's methane emissions. Plus, in Irish Country Living, don't miss our top tips for managing farm finances and tax.
Inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal, on sale now.
Mike Denver with special guest Brendan Shine in concert at the Arklow Bay Hotel on Sunday, April 23rd. Tickets from €35 now on sale at hotel reception and ticketmaster.ie. That's Mike Denver and guest in concert at Arklow Bay Hotel on Sunday, April 23rd.
East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary.
In association with Bray Credit Union, offering current accounts with debit MasterCard.
Cyclists, challenge yourself to the Wicklow Mountain Cycle Challenge on Saturday, the 13th of May, and raise vital funds for St. James's Hospital Lung Cancer Research. See supportjames.ie for more details. Kilquade Parish are hosting their annual fundraising golf events on Thursday, the 4th of May, with a morning hole scramble at 9:30, followed by lunch and afternoon 18-hole scramble, followed by dinner and entertainment. For details, contact Kilquade Cup at gkpastoralarea.ie. If you'd like something included on East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary, email reception@eastcoast.fm.
East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary.
In association with Bray Credit Union, offering current accounts with debit MasterCard.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Off we go to Greystones on the Wicklow White Coffee. Morning to the Beach House and Laura Wood. Morning, Laura.
Hi,
How's it going, Declan? Can you believe they let me out and about again?
Indeed, yes. They don't know what's in store for them.
It's a liability. Also, I have a code here on my chest for people to donate, as does Robbie Doyle. So the ladies are loving going up to Robbie Doyle and scanning him. I'd be a bit worried about them and what they might find. But anyway, so look.
How's it going, the beach house,
really,
then?
Really, really, really busy here, which is brilliant news. And the buckets are out, and people are giving generously. And we'd love to see anybody that's in the area of the beach house come down and see us. Robbie's playing at the moment. We've got Luke after him. I've never seen so many prizes. That literally, there's three tables covered in raffle prizes. Everything from dry robes, you'd expect, being Greystones, to hampers from Bewley's, to gin, everything you can imagine. So yeah, everyone's in great form. They're eating lovely cakes, they're drinking tea and coffee, and we're so happy to be back to support this wonderful, wonderful organisations all over Wicklow. And you heard Sophie this morning, and her life has been changed by Purple House and their help to her. So I'm hearing many similar stories here this morning. So we'd love if Wicklow got behind it and donate as much as possible.
Okay, so the beach house, and you're up and running, and you can drop in, of course, and donate there. It doesn't matter how big, how small, just join the community. Yeah.
Thank you, Declan.
Okay, thank you. That is Laura Wood there in the beach house. She, you know, proper order, Laura should be in the beach house in Greystones for the Greystones Cancer Support. Now, where will we go next? We go to Rathdrum. Bill Porter, are you there? Okay, we will go instead to, how about to Wooden Bridge, and Valerie Cox is there.
Rebecca Fleming from Ballycoog. Yeah. Why are you here at the Coffee Morning?
I'm here to support because my mum passed away 4 years ago from cancer, and she used the Arklow Cancer Support Group and helped her bring her up lifts and great support and all. And after my mum passed as well, they're a great support.
And you want to be able to pass that on to
other
people?
Yes, precisely, yes. Come down and support them, because it's a fantastic thing to cover. It's fantastic.
And there is a piece from Valerie Cox, who is reporting from the Wooden Bridge Hotel, and she was talking to somebody just turned up there because of what history they had in their family and how cancer support centres have helped. And remember, that's the whole thing about that you can help by donating. All money raised in County Wicklow stays in County Wicklow. Now, let us go to Bill Porter in Rathdrum. Hi, Bill.
Good evening. Oh, sorry, good morning, Declan. I'm up so early, I think it's evening time nearly.
How is it going there?
Oh my God, it's going. I can't believe it. I'm here since 7 o'clock this morning. First person came in at 7:05, and it's been booming ever since. It's really, the music has started. We have William Belton is playing. We have Enda Fitzpatrick, Joe Doyle. We have Roger Taylor. We have Ben McMahon. And of course, we have Kim Hayden is on the way, so she's going to be singing now as well. So it's a fantastic. Also, we have world champions here as well. We have Catherine O'Connor, Ray. We have Ray Kenny. We have Dominic Horn, Billy Tyrrell, and William Belton here as well. They're the world medalists from the world championship. Dave Braw, everyone's getting photographs with them. So they're here to support the Coffee Morning as well.
Oh, excellent. And you started early. Was there any people out in that early in the morning?
No, there was yet. No, we had our first person. I came down. I only live about 300 or 400 metres away from where we're on. We're in the RDA hall, just up off of the main street. I only live 300 metres away. I came down at 6:15, turned on the three boilers. And when I came back down at 6:55, the three boilers were water. And we had our first lady on at, first lady came in at 7:05. Then I had Dermot O'Brien, which is also, he's the world record holder for they rowed across the Atlantic. You had them on the radio there as well. He came in at 7:15 because he runs with us as well. So we were booming ever since. We had people in all morning. And at the moment here, I'm just out, I'm outside of the RDA hall, and we have about 50 cars here parking, and the people are coming from all. Just after walking in as well, former world champion Mick Bourne also won 2 world medals only a few years ago, the world champion. He's actually come and supports us today as well. But it's great. We have loads of scones, loads of lovely cakes and all people bake. And we have 49 hampers and loads of different prizes for the big raffle after 12 o'clock. So come and support the East Coast Coffee Morning in Rathdrum. it's absolutely a great buzz here.
Very good. Okay, we look forward to hearing all the goings-on, what's happened there in Rathdrum. Thanks very much indeed, Bill Porter.
Okay, good morning, Declan. Thank you.
Well done to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we were talking to Laura Wood a few minutes ago. She was at the Beach House. She's just caught up with Minister Simon Harris, who turned up. Let's hear what took place in their conversation.
EastCoast FM here with Simon Harris, as always supporting Greystones Cancer Support Services and here at the Beach House in Greystones. Nice to see you.
Lovely to see you, Laura, and thank you so much to you and all in East Coast for the huge amount of work in organising today.
It's all the people here, we're here for one reason, and that is because Greystones Cancer Support do such extraordinary work all over Wicklow, and you're well familiar with that.
No, I am. Look, I know so many people, friends, who have benefited from Greystones Cancer Support. I talk to people on a weekly basis around our town here who benefit directly from the cancer support, and this is always a chance to come out today and to say thank you and to recognise the brilliant work they do, and also to raise a few euro to help them to keep doing the job as well. So it's always great every year to see so many people coming out here in Greystones, and indeed right across the county today.
Well, listen, get yourself a cup of coffee. Robbie Doyle's playing in there. You'll enjoy a bar of him and have a lovely morning.
Thank you so much, Laura. Thanks again.
Okay, there you go. That is Mr. Harris dropping into the Beach House. Now, before we go back to the venues live, let me play an interview that we did with a lady named Teresa from West Wicklow earlier this month. Within 6 weeks of losing her brother to a brain tumour, Teresa found out that her sister had the same tumour. She sadly died just over a year later at a very young age, at the age of 56. In her interview, Teresa tells us about how the West Wicklow Cancer Support Centre helped her get through another heartbreaking loss. And again, this is why we do it today. This is why we ask you to donate. And this is why it's a very special day in Wicklow.
Shop the Samsung Galaxy tablet and wearable range at Power City. Entertain your family with a Galaxy Tab A7. Experience a smarter way to track your wellness with the Galaxy Watch 5. For more information, go online to powercity.ie.
My name is Teresa. My Blessington support with West Wicklow began when my sister was diagnosed with a brain tumour. And she had been active, very active with everything in life, full of fun. And within 6 weeks of my brother having died of a brain tumour, she had a seizure and was diagnosed with a similar tumour. She was 56 and it was quite quick. My brother had got 7 years, but she got just a year and 3 months. She got treatment and surgery and started all the chemotherapy, went through it all, but unfortunately for her, none of it worked. So about 6 months later, she started to lose power in her legs and falls. She was having falls, and so she had been very good at keeping and hiding things from us, and but she eventually would let us help. So some of the help was that she might need me to drive because she loved getting her hair done, she loved getting her nails done. These were all very, very important to her. For me as a nurse, I couldn't see how those things were important, but I knew that they were important to her. So I used to drive her places. And then I'd say, she'd say, find the days very long because she could no longer drive herself. We had Gemma in our lives, and the yoga teacher, meditation teacher, who's just, I say, call her the angel without the wings right now, but she has two legs and a beautiful voice. So we went to her class here in Blessington, and a meditation class. And Liz had done some yoga with her at some stage, but we went to a meditation class and we were able to lie down beside one another and listen to the beautiful bells of the sound bath and let go in a very safe place. West Wicklow and what they do for everybody in the local area is brilliant. And I think publicising it is so important, because I think people don't realise that there are places that they can come to and forget and get advice and join in a craft or whatever it may be, the activity that's on, and forget for an hour and a half. And that's what we were able to do for the time that we came here. It was just that very peaceful, precious time for both of us.
Thanks to Teresa for sharing that. It's the Wicklow-wide coffee morning. Remember, if you can't make it to any of your events today, please remember you can donate online. It's never been easier. Simply go to eastcoast.fm and click on the big donate button that'll be waiting for you on the homepage. And everyone who donates goes into a draw to win an overnight stay for two people in a luxurious four-poster room at Barberstown Castle, with chocolates on arrival and breakfast included, plus a delicious three-course meal in the restaurant served with a glass of Prosecco. And the winner will be announced today before the end of the show. And speaking of Barberstown Castle, Peter Keegan from British Bay has texted in, and he said, my sister stopped into Barberstown Castle for a cup of coffee on her way to Mundello. I did not realise the chap who served her was Eric Clapton. He never charged her and told her he had just purchased the place, and she sort of said, I know this place, but I just can't place him. And it turned out to be Eric Clapton in the time he owned it. So if you want to mingle with the memories of Eric Clapton, well, please do donate. It's as easy as that, to the Wicklowide Coffee Morning, and maybe your name will come out to win that prize of an overnight stay. Tom, what do you think so far? How are we all doing?
I think it's fantastic, Declan. It's been going now for about 12 years. And year on year, it gets better and better. And even, like you mentioned COVID earlier, even during COVID, the initiative people used, and to listen to the enthusiasm, listen to Bill Porter there a few moments ago talking to you, and the sheer enthusiasm that comes from Bill. And it's like that across all the 18 venues this morning, and the excitement. And the one thing I would say as well is that I'd say to the public at large in Wicklow that the money that's collected this morning is put to fantastic use. Every penny of it is spent helping people. I mentioned earlier things like counselling and buddies and everything else. I mean, the counselling aspect of it, I'd love to highlight, because people may not realise how important that is, that you're able to sit down with somebody and just relax and think out loud in a proper environment. And that can be very, very helpful to people when they're suffering trauma from cancer. It's really, really, really very, very important. And I'd ask people to be as kind as they possibly can throughout the morning, because the money is so, so important.
Yeah, and you lived a lot in your house with it for many years.
Yeah, Anne had cancer, unfortunately, for 29 years. And we lived a very normal life. Everything was normal with her until she got very sick in more recent times. In the last kind of year and a half, she had been very sick, and particularly in the last 7 months. But Greystone's cancer support were so good to us. A couple of ladies, Eileen Horan and Louise Casey, and different, they were Anne's buddies for a period of time. And relationship, they became personal friends. So the counselling side of it, Anne done some counselling as well. It was counselling was a subject that Anne had no interest in all her life. She used to, when I used to come home and say I'd be doing this and doing that, she said me not to be bringing that rubbish home to her. But you know, eventually she did it, and she liked it, and it was so important. And I would say to people, it really, really consider it. It is that important. And then when Anne got in, unfortunately, Declan, to the latter stages, when John Crown, and if I can make a mention of John Crown, if that's okay with you, he is such a fantastic human being. The work he does, and the work he's done with us. I mean, he became a friend of Anne's as much as our oncologist, and she always said to him, on one occasion, look at John, whatever you do, never give me a time. But unfortunately, he gave me a time last June. And so that was tough. But Anne was a great lady, very dignified. And, you know, she'll be in our hearts for the rest of our days, you know.
Indeed. Thanks very much indeed, Tom. It's Tom Fortune there with us this morning on the Wicklow-wide Coffee Morning, and more from around the county coming up in just a second.
Spice up your life with the new iGo Cross from Toyota Liffey Valley, Ireland's largest selling Toyota dealership. Combining a unique blend of compact dimensions, a distinct crossover body, and a raised driving position, the new iGo Cross offers a whole new driving experience. See for yourself. Book a test drive today by calling 01 514 3094.
At Arboretum, A is for amazing. Amazing blooms. Now's the time to feed your plants. Boost All-Purpose Plant Feed guarantees four times more blooms and more fruit and vegetables than watering alone. That's four times more than the neighbours. Pick up Boost from Arboretum, home and garden heaven. Ireland's five-star garden centres at Loughlin Bridge, County Carlow, Kilquade, County Wicklow and online at arboretum.ie. Visit arboretum.ie.
The Talbot Group are leading providers of adult and children's intellectual disability services in Wicklow, North County Dublin, Meath, Louth and Kildare. We're recruiting both full-time and part-time nurses, social care workers and direct support workers. If you would like to make a difference to the lives of our residents, come along to our walk-in interview day in the Parkview Hotel, Newtown, Mount Kennedy on the 3rd of May and also in the Hamlet Court Hotel, Courtine, Johnstown Bridge, County Meath on the 9th of May from 9:30am to 4pm. Please bring an up-to-date copy of your CV. Details available at talbotgroup.ie.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM.
Right, it's the morning show, the Wicklow-wide coffee morning, and let's go to Don Swift. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Declan, and good morning, Tom, and welcome to the beautiful Mount Usher Gardens, where I do be this morning. And we were having a bit of a classical music session here this morning. We have Courtney, who's playing the violin. We also, the lads arrived from Noah. They arrived in the Ark, and they're playing. But somebody who came along to support is a classical soprano. And she's going to surprise us this morning and give us a song. So if anybody still has time, there's plenty of time to make your way down to Ashford into Mount Usher Gardens and help the Wicklow-wide coffee morning.
A lovely venue, a quiet venue full of greenery. That's love about it. Tom, you were down there quite a lot, weren't you,
yeah,
in previous years?
Good morning, Don. Great to hear you.
The sunshine isn't here, but Anne's sunshine is still with us.
Yeah, Declan, we used to go down there for a number of years with Don, and it was always fantastic. And you, the way you described the atmosphere down there with the gardens and everything else is beautiful. So I hope, Don, you're collecting plenty of money this morning now.
loads of money coming in. And Declan, just coming back on Mount Usher Gardens and talking about radio and audio, what they're going to do here next week, I've just been told from the marketing person, is they're going to have audio tours of the garden, which is nice. You know, that's a kind of a new feature. So anybody who comes next week will have an audio headphone and explain all the features of one of the most famous wild gardens in Ireland.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, everybody can go along this morning for the Wicklow-wide coffee morning and get a preview of what they could experience if they do their walking all around Mount Usher Gardens in the future. So this morning, that is Don Swift reporting there from Mount Usher Gardens in Ashford, in a beautiful setting it is. Let's go to another beautiful setting in the county, and that's Wooden Bridge in the Vale of Avoca. And there she is, Valerie Cox. Morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
So are we doing well?
We're doing very well, and we have the best cakes in the county, let me tell you. The staff in the Woodbridge have been very busy from early morning in the kitchen, making all their own bread, banana bread, cakes, cream cakes, everything. So I think we probably have the best cakes, and we have the best prizes, and we have the best music. We have Dee Cullen and Sinead, and they've been playing away since early morning, particularly Dee's own composition, which is called Radio. And I think it's partly a tribute to East Coast, but it's getting great acclaim here. We have a great buzzy group of people who've all come for their own reasons, many of them because they want to support, and our money, of course, here is going to Wicklow Hospice. And many of them are coming because they want to support the hospice, because they've had friends and relatives who've spent their last days there, and this is very important to them. But we are having a lovely morning. Can I tell you some of the prizes, Declan?
Please.
We have got a Calvin Klein watch. This is in our raffle. We've got a Blue Book voucher for Hunter's Hotel for one night's bed and breakfast and dinner for two. We've got a data voucher for Greystones Restaurant and a voucher of €150 for Dundrum Town Centre. And one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, a Be Kind hamper from the company in Kilcool. And this is a whole hamper of different insects, incense sticks, named after places like Glendalough, Sugarloaf, Hollywood, Avoca. Absolutely amazing prize. So, anybody who still wants to come, it's absolutely buzzing here. We've still got lots of cakes, lots of coffee, lots of tea. And I'm here with Alison Ryder from Wicklow Hospice. And a lot of people are very interested in what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I think that's it for now, Declan. So for East Coast FM's Wicklow Y Coffee Morning in Wooden Bridge, I'm Valerie Cox.
Well done, Valerie. Listen, I just want to ask you one thing, though, about your volunteering in the gardens there.
Oh, yes.
You know, because there's people like you, and it's probably not often that people say, well, fair play to you or something. But, I mean, it is volunteers all around the county who contribute to this cause, not just the Wicklow Wide Coffee Morning, but all year round to the various council support centres and the Wicklow Hospice, and work of volunteers like yourself to look after, say, the garden, for example, there at Wicklow Hospice.
Yeah, well, in Wicklow Hospice now, there are different teams of volunteers who do wonderful work. The garden team have 25 people now, and we work 2 days a month on it. And anybody who's been to the hospice gardens, I mean, in the beginning it was 3.5 acres of muck, mud, builder's rubble, and now we have these wonderful gardens, which are still ongoing. At the moment, we're in the process of planting a little orchard of native species, old-fashioned apple trees and quinces and things like that. But we're always open to more volunteers.
Right, okay. Valerie needs a hand. Get out. Roll up the sleeves. Good, good woman. Valerie, be back to you later on. That's Valerie Cox there at Wooden Bridge. Just one of the many venues across the county this morning. And we've heard from Bray and Greystones and Arklow and Wooden Bridge and Blessington and Rathdrum. And we're going across the county. We'll hear hopefully from them all in the next hour. And we have Tom Fortune staying here with me. We'll be back with more in just a moment.